Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for March 6th, 2015. This week's news is brought to you by the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science. IMHS is a premier online and distance learning university that offers high-quality doctorate and doctoral PhD metaphysics degrees that will enhance your life and career, even if your career is not in the metaphysics field. For more information on the Institute of Metaphysical Humanistic Science, visit metaphysicsinstitute.org. In cryptid news, a photographer filmed a Bigfoot in the woods of Utah. Well, the photographer was well over 100 yards away from the purported creature, which he initially thought was a moose, maybe an elk, maybe even a bear. The man states he feels very comfortable in the woods, and he is an avid outdoorsman who hikes and hunts, and says he spends a lot of time in the woods. So the photographer filmed the scene as the creature walked into a clearing, and then he got his million-dollar shot. Well, or he would have, if he didn't completely panic and run, and nearly dropped a camera in the process. The man zoomed in and out as his breathing sounded panicked just before we see the creature, and the man completely loses it and lets the camera fall to his side. Many in the Bigfoot field feel this is legitimate from the way the man reacted in panic to the way he zoomed in and out. Well, even if this were real, I don't think it was really a Bigfoot. But my feeling on this particular video is it's just another hoax. But check it out for yourself. You can check out this video and a lot of other Bigfoot videos at the Paranormal News Insider Facebook page at facebook.com/ParanewsInsider. And in UFO news, after years of battling the Veterans Administration, the U.S. government finally ruled in favor of John Burroughs' claim that he suffered adverse effects from an incident back in 1980. So what's the significance of this story? Well, it's in the UFO news for starters, but John Burroughs was present at the famous Rendlesham Forest UFO incident in Suffolk, England, back in 1980. The Rendlesham incident is considered one of the best documented and most significant encounters between UFOs and the U.S. government in history and spanned 4 days. For the U.S. government to admit that these injuries occurred to him from the UFO he encountered, they are inadvertently acknowledging that the event did take place and that the UFO was in fact there. This decision could have a significant impact on the disclosure of information that the governments of the world have of unidentified flying objects as well as extraterrestrial beings that may be behind them. But unfortunately, the story has been buried, and not too many people outside of the UFO world are actually talking about it. In other news, on Tuesday, February 24th, multiple strange booms were heard in the Grand Prairie and surrounding cities in a region between Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas. The booms were mysteries that were first thought to be an earthquake. Nope. Maybe a cryoseismic boom where freezing water expands quickly in the ground? Nope. Jet aircraft being tested at DFW Airport? Nope. Maybe a training exercise at the Arlington Police Bombing Range? No again. Well, there was a guy getting rid of birds in Arlington, but that would hardly explain how far the booms traveled. So no again. Well, maybe it was heavy demolition being conducted at a national semiconductor plant in Arlington. Well, that one is most likely. Although the cause has not been officially found, and numerous other explanations came first, the leading cause is the heavy demolition work. A series of loud booms were also heard in the city of Port Angeles in Washington State on Wednesday, February 25th. This area is just north of the Olympic Mountain Range and is along the waterway known as the Strait of Juan de Fuca. This is the waterway that leads from the Pacific Ocean to the Puget Sound area near Seattle and lies between Washington State and Canada's Vancouver Island. The booms were separated by about 5 minutes, and residents state that these mysterious booms have been heard for around 9 years, and that they have yet to find an explanation for the booms. Witnesses in northern Florida, from Tampa to Tallahassee, and all the way up to Jacksonville, as well as in parts of Georgia, reported hearing a sonic boom, and many also saw a bright flash in the sky on February 21st. The American Meteorological Society states that witnesses saw a meteor that broke up over that area. The 189 reports were confirmed with video sources and other evidence that supports the breakup of the meteor, and 15 of those reports included eyewitnesses who saw the meteor as well as heard the delayed sonic boom. And in last week's show, I talked about the strange booms heard in Spring Hill, Tennessee, which is about 30 miles south of Nashville. Now, officials have reported 50 to 100 dead birds appearing on a road. Officials have collected a few birds and sent them on for testing. The leading theory is disease, or even being hit by cars. Well, I'm sure there is some sort of logical solution, but I still think it's a bit odd that a small city like this would have strange booms 1 week, and then a mini-apocalypse the next. The strange booms heard are thought to be cryoseismic booms, again caused by water freezing in the ground that expands very quickly. It is also not strange for large amounts of animals, especially birds, to be involved in die-offs of decent-sized groups. Well, you may think that story is for the birds, but this next one is downright foul. The 110-megawatt Crescent Dunes Solar Energy Project near Tonopah, Nevada, is reportedly responsible for the death of well over 100 birds. The solar farm consists of thousands of mirrors that are pointed at a tower that sits in the middle. The heat from the mirrors melts salt, which in turn heats water that powers turbines. Some feel that the birds are being attracted by the light that is concentrated at the center tower, and upon flying into the area, are set on fire from the heat. Well, you can probably imagine a cartoonish image in your mind of a bird flying along and then suddenly going, poof! Biologists went to the facility, and it just took about an hour and a half for them to see what they described as a streamer, a bird that caught fire and left a trail of smoke in the air when entering the field of the solar energy. Well, the solar project is close to being completed and will go live next month. Conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings. My list is quickly expanding. And right now, there's not really any events here in the month of March, but April is huge. Lots of events happening next month. And if you want to see the entire list, check out paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. And if you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, as well as see it on the website, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. And for the Paranormal News Insider, this is Dr. Brian Parsons reporting.